Americans who went overseas to engage in illicit sex or drugs used to only have to worry about breaking local laws. They now face possible prosecution at home. Like a number of European countries, U.S. law is cracking down on Americans who exploit the child sex trade in Asia and elsewhere. Tom Bonsi reports.
Two men from Washington State and a retired businessman from Southern California are sitting in U.S. jails awaiting trial in federal court for seeking out child prostitutes in Cambodia and the Philippines. Assistant U.S. Attorney Mark Bartlett says child protection legislation signed in April by President Bush makes it easier to prosecute U.S. citizens who travel abroad to have sex with children.
Congress can pass laws and say, even if you are not in this country, you have to follow these laws. And in this case, this is one of the times that Congress has chosen to do that.
Bartlett says his Seattle office has chosen to make these cases a priority.
When you look at the facts surrounding these cases, it is clear that sexual predators, especially sexual predators of minors, are making conscious decisions to try to avoid the strict enforcement in the United States and preying in third world countries.
The Justice and Homeland Security departments have turned to international charities and aid groups for leads.
Open the door.
This is a private investigator from the Washington, D.C.-based International Justice Mission. He's joined Royal Thai Police on a raid of a brothel whose patrons include foreigners. The investigator goes room to room along dark corridors looking for victims of sexual trafficking. All the while, he records this videotape to use as evidence against perpetrators.
You see, on this door, we had to remove the lock here. The girls are locked in their rooms at night or when they're not working.
The first so-called sex tourists charged under the revised U.S. law were arrested by Cambodian National Police acting on a foreign aid worker's tip. Cambodia turned the men over to American custody. One of them is 69-year-old retired Army Sergeant Michael Lewis Clark. His public defender, who declined to speak on tape, says he's researching whether the United States really has jurisdiction. The attorney says he's disturbed by a statute that applies U.S. standards overseas. But University of Wisconsin law professor Frank Turkheimer says the courts have consistently held that U.S. law can follow citizens beyond the nation's borders, like for drug crimes. Still, Turkheimer warns the globalization of law enforcement raises practical problems that can hinder a fair trial.
If you're talking about having sexual relations with a child in Tacoma, there are witnesses around who can say this kid always makes things up, this kid fabricates, this kid has delusions and so forth. You can call them. It's just a matter of using your subpoena power. If there are such witnesses somewhere in the hinterlands of Cambodia, I don't know how the defendant is going to get to them.
Charity relief and rescue groups like the International Justice Mission and Shared Hope International applaud the U.S. crackdown on sex tourism. At a recent fundraising event, Shared Hope founder Linda Smith said she expects a deterrent effect to develop quickly.
There will absolutely be a change when people know there's a consequence. No, we're putting pressure all over the world, and we intend to make it a cost if you decide to use a woman or a child anywhere in the world.
Smith says U.S. law provides far harsher penalties than the domestic law in hot spots such as Cambodia, Jamaica, or India. The indicted Americans are looking at 15 to 30 years behind bars for illegal sexual conduct abroad. The Justice Department says this is just the beginning, and it has many more investigations pending. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.